Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Friday, as predicted, all 51 Democrats in the Senate voted against convicting Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas of high crimes and misdemeanors. Thus, Mayorkas walks away from his impeachment in the House. Now, no one believed the hapless Mayorkas, a weak, inarticulate bureaucrat, would be held to account for the disaster on the southern border. But certainly, President Biden and the Democratic Party should feel the scorn of voters in November. There is no question that failing to follow U.S. immigration law has damaged the country, and Mr. Biden is almost solely responsible for that. His executive orders demolished Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which at least contained some of the lawlessness down there. Under Biden's destructive executive orders, perhaps as many as 10 million foreign nationals have illegally crossed the borders. Essentially, Joe Biden and his followers are fine with allowing people entry into this country to await asylum hearings, which are years away. These migrants are unsupervised and most dependent on U.S. entitlements, which are estimated to cost taxpayers more than $1 trillion. Also, according to congressional data, more than 600,000 migrants have criminal records in their home countries and are now at large here. Madness? You bet. As Biden would say, I'm not being facetious. Yet when Election Day rolls around, millions of Americans will vote for the border destroyers. That's the worst thing of all. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.